Pope Benedict XVI has offered his support for the Palestinians' right to a homeland as he continues a Middle East tour in the West Bank. Speaking on Wednesday on his arrival in Bethlehem, the Pope called for a just and lasting peace in the region and urged Palestinians not to resort to violence and terrorism. Emma McCarthy tells us more.
The Holy See supports the right of the Palestinian people to have a sovereign homeland, secure and at peace with its neighbours, within internationally recognised borders. But all the people in the region, at war for over 60 years, must put aside their grievances and divisions. The reconstruction of Gaza must go ahead, but everyone, especially younger generations, must reject terrorism and, above all, find the courage to build a culture of peace and mutual respect that can guarantee them a better future. That was Pope Benedict XVI's message from Bethlehem this Wednesday, a message of hope.
في هذه الأرض المقدسة هنالك من يواصل بناء الجدران الفاصلة.
In this holy land, there are still people who are building walls that separate people.
Greeting the Pope in the presidential palace after he had crossed the Israeli checkpoint that divides Bethlehem from Jerusalem, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas spoke of the reality for the people of his territory, Christian and Muslim alike. In his address, Pope Benedict immediately went to the heart of these concerns.
The Holy See supports the right of your people to a sovereign Palestinian homeland in the land of your forefathers, secure and at peace with its neighbors, within internationally recognized borders.
And then he spoke of Gaza.
It's my earnest hope that the serious concerns involving security in Israel and the Palestinian territories will soon be allayed sufficiently to allow greater freedom of movement, especially with regard to contact between family members and access to the holy places. Palestinians, like any other people, have a natural right to marry, to raise families, and to have access to work, education, and health care. I pray too that with the assistance of the international community, reconstruction work can proceed swiftly wherever homes, schools, or hospitals have been damaged or destroyed, especially during the recent fighting in Gaza.
Following the welcoming ceremony, celebrations began in earnest as Pope Benedict made the short trip down tiny, crowded streets to Manger Square for Mass.
Viva il Papa! Viva il Papa!
The town was draped in colours of the Palestinian people's flag, the white and gold of the Vatican, and everywhere one looked were life-sized portraits of Pope Benedict XVI, alongside banners which read, "Our Pope is our hope."
Our wounds need to be healed.
On an altar raised beneath the shadow of the Church of the Nativity, he was greeted by Latin Patriarch Fouad Twal. And during his homily, Pope Benedict spoke of what the message of Bethlehem calls us all to be.
Here in Bethlehem, amid every kind of contradiction, the stones continue to cry out this good news, the message of redemption which the city, above all others, is called to proclaim to the world.
Again, the Pope turned to Gaza, greeting the small group of Catholics who had been granted Israeli permission to travel from the West Bank. He told them and the ever-dwindling community of Christians that they can count on the prayers and solidarity of the Universal Church. And he urged them all to work with concrete initiatives to consolidate their presence and to offer new possibilities to those tempted to leave.
Be a bridge of dialogue and constructive cooperation in the building of a culture of peace to replace the present stalemate of fear, aggression, and frustration. Above all, be witnesses to the power of life, the new life brought by the risen Christ, the life that can illumine and transform even the darkest and most hopeless of human situations.
Pope Benedict concluded, "You have the human resources to build this culture of peace and mutual respect, which will guarantee a better future for your children."
This noble enterprise awaits you. Do not be afraid.
I'm Emma McCarthy.
Why are you not
Thanks there to Emma McCarthy for that report.